Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today we celebrate an American who reached the heights of holiness, Blessed Solanus Casey. Born on November 25, 1870, near Oak Grove, Wisconsin, he was one of 16 children in a hard-working Irish immigrant family. In 1894, he entered the Franciscans. But even though the seminary was in Wisconsin, all the classes were taught in Latin and German, two languages he couldn't master. Because of this, his instructors concluded he lacked the intelligence for full priestly ministry. He was ordained in 1904, but only as a simplex priest, meaning he wasn't allowed to preach homilies or hear confessions. He could offer Mass privately and perform the ordinary duties of a brother. Most humiliating of all, they assigned him one of the lowest duties, to be the doorman at the monastery in downtown Detroit. In the eyes of the world, he had been set aside, undervalued, passed over. But faced with a situation he couldn't control, Father Solanus had a choice: become bitter, angry, and walk away, or trust that God was working even this for the greatest good. He chose to trust God, and he began to live by a simple but profound motto: thank God ahead of time. Those five words became the secret to his holiness and the doorway through which God worked countless miracles through him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. When we face painful or difficult realities, we must do what we can to resolve them. But once we've done all we can, then we're faced with a choice. Either cling more tightly, striving to control what is beyond us, or let go and entrust what we can't fix to God. The first shuts God out. The second gives him room to work. Father Solanas entrusted the humiliating injustice done to him, being silenced, overlooked, and assigned to answer the monastery door, he entrusted that to divine providence. And because he gave God room to work, God worked miracles. During the Great Depression, when people were desperate, sick, hungry, heartbroken, they would come to the monastery in downtown Detroit, knock on the door, and who would answer? Father Solanas. He listened to their problems, he comforted them, he gave what little material help he could, but more often than not, people came with problems that couldn't be fixed by material solutions. Terminal cancer, broken marriages, addictions, despair. Father Solanas would write each person's name and their need in his little journal. He would promise to pray for them at Mass, and then he encouraged them to do one thing. Thank God ahead of time. And then miracles happened. People returned with stories of healing, reconciliation, impossible breakthroughs with addictions, and word spread. Crowds grew. But Father Solanas remained the same humble, joyful, and trusting person. When he died in 1957, 10,000 people came to his wake and funeral, all of them with some miraculous story to tell. In 1987, his body was exhumed and found to be incorrupt. Today, it rests behind glass beneath the chapel at the Solanas Casey Center in Detroit, where people still come to knock and ask for help. In 2017, in front of 70,000 people at Ford Field in Detroit, Father Solanas Casey was declared blessed, one step away from sainthood. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. As I said, during the Great Depression, St. Bonaventure's Monastery in Detroit, where Casey lived, ran a soup kitchen where thousands of people lined up each day. One day, the food ran out with still hundreds waiting in line. Father Solanas came outside, gathered the people together, saying, "In this moment that looks very uncertain, we will thank God ahead of time for taking care of us." He then began to lead them in praying the Our Father, and at the very moment when he got to the words, "Give us this day our daily bread," a bakery truck pulled up and provided bread for everyone and to spare. Solanas Casey was absolutely confident that no matter what happens, if God is our Father, we will be okay. He will take care of us. We are safe. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Father Solanus Casey saw many miracles, but not every prayer ended in healing. A friend once brought his sick child to visit him. Father Solanus gently said, "Go to the chapel and tell God he can have her." The child died a few days later from undetected pleurisy. Why does God heal some and not others? We don't know. But we do know this. God only permits evil, suffering, or loss because he intends to bring about some greater good, even from what is truly bad. Now, we're not asked to thank God for the evil. That would be absurd. But we can thank him ahead of time for the good that he will bring out of it. That's what Christian hope is, the unshakable certainty that God works all things for good for those who love him. And this is precisely what Jesus did at the Last Supper. He knew the cross was ahead of him, yet he gave thanks, Eucharist, ahead of time. And we can too, because in Christ, even the worst suffering or loss is not the end of the story. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. If you want to live free from anxiety and worry, learn to live the motto of Solanus Casey, thank God ahead of time. If you want to live free from anxiety, learn to make one essential distinction. What can I control and what can I not? Then do what you can. That's your responsibility. But everything beyond your control, that belongs to God. It's not your responsibility. But when we try to control what is not ours, we're consumed by fear, frustration, and exhaustion. But when we place what is beyond our control into God's hands, and thank God ahead of time to do what's best, then we give him the room to work miracles, and we find peace. This was the secret of Solanus Casey. He knew the difference between what he could control and what he couldn't. And he thanked God ahead of time that God would work all that was beyond his control for the best. And God did. And God always will. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I've been to the tomb of Father Solanus Casey in Detroit.
That would make sense. You spent a lot of time in Detroit.
Yeah,
that's kind of incredible. So he's just blessed right now.
Blessed. Still. One step away from saint.
One step away.
Do you know all the saints and blesseds that are from America?
No. I specifically remember sitting at the beatification of Pauline Jericho, and this little French nun leaned over to me and she said, "Don't worry, you guys will get more saints one day too."
That's funny.
Because she was like, "We have so many. You'll get some."
Well, there's Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton,
mm-hmm.
Saint John Neumann, Saint Catherine Drexel, Saint Francis Xavier Cabrini,
mm-hmm.
Father Damien of Molokai, the leper priest.
Wow.
One I don't know anything about, Saint Marianne Cope. She also served the leper colony in Molokai. One that's spent some time here in our diocese, St. Rose Philippine Duchenne.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to her where she grew up in Grenoble. And then the saint we celebrated just recently, St. Kateri Tekawitha. And then we just had our meditation on Blessed Stanley Rother.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Father Solanus Casey, but then there's also Blessed Father Michael McGivney, who was the founder of the Knights of Columbus, and Blessed James Miller, who was also a priest killed, martyred in Guatemala. And then we have a few venerables, like Venerable Fulton Sheen, and also from Kansas, Father Emil Capon.
That's a lot of people to look into. We're not doing so bad.
We're a lot younger than
yeah.
France.
We're missing a couple millennia.
But what the world needs is saints. I still recall so well that scene from the Diary of Saint Faustina where she was really sad because there was no saint from her order. And Jesus came to her and said, "You be the first saint from your order."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to catch up to the French. We have to do it.
Why do we think it's impossible for us to become a saint? Do we really think it's impossible, or do we just not want to?
Yeah, I think we also get the impression that saints do extraordinary things in the sense of, like, Joan of Arc saved France. But I think it's incredible learning about Blessed Solanus Casey because he stood at a door and he just met people where they were at. And that's something that even us as lay people can do.
Yeah, yeah.
To just meet people well.
That's such a good point. The sister of Thomas Aquinas asked him, "What does it take to be a saint?" And Aquinas answered, "To want it." Do we really want to become a saint? Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.